A new no-frills mobile operator looks set to spark a price war among networks here. GOMO, which is owned by Air, is hoping to lure customers with all calls, texts and data for €10 a month. So what's the catch, or is it worth switching to? Is there a catch? Consumer journalist Siobhan Maguire is here. Siobhan, good morning.
Good morning.
We've had these so-called price wars in the mobile market before. What's different about this one? What exactly are GOMO offering, and is there a catch?
Well, there's always a catch, Sean. I think what's happening now is that we have a mobile operator implementing the kind of Ryanair no-frills style to the mobile market. So what we have with GOMO, it's a mobile virtual network operator run by Air, will run on the Air network, and will offer customers unlimited calls and data for as little as a tenner a month. Now, there is a caveat. The first 100,000 people get the deal for a tenner a month for life. We don't yet know what the rest of us would be charged after the 100,000 is reached.
Yeah, and you don't have to sign up for 5 years or anything like that if you're to get the benefit of this.
You don't. No, it's a rolling 30-day contract. So it's great in terms of not being tied down to a particular company.
And how does this price, €10 a month, compare with what people are already paying generally?
Yeah, it's pretty good, because what we have at the moment in the market is kind of SIM-only contracts, which is a similar 30-day run by all the mobile operators that can range between 15 to €35. Now, in terms of the data, the gigabytes that you would avail from these operators, what GOMO was offering in terms of 80 gigabytes is absolutely enormous.
So that's more than most people would ever want
more.
To use.
Yeah. Most people would be looking at about 5 gigabytes a
so
month.
So why are they doing this? Because, I mean, they have Air, as we say, which is much more expensive than this. I mean, are they not shooting themselves in the foot?
Well, I think what they're hoping to do is, in terms of getting the 100,000 people to sign up, that's a safeguard, because we know from other companies that tried to do this, the likes of Dixon's, Carphone, ID Mobile, they basically went into liquidation because they could only manage to pull in around 42,000 people. By Air doing the 100,000, you'll get it for a tenner for a lifetime. They're safe then. They have a decent amount of people that will keep the momentum going. They might lose some of their own existing customers, but they'll also bring in new customers.
So it'll be able to wash its face if they get the 100,000. What if they don't get 100,000?
Well, if they don't, I think there's going to be a lot more competition opening up in the market, because we're going to see the likes of Vodafone and Three and other mobile operators going, well, you know, we're going to offer you a 30-day SIM-only contract for, you know, £15, and you can get XYZ along with it.
But they won't have shops. They're not going to offer you a phone as part of this deal. It's pretty...
it's no frills.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
So do you have to have obviously you have to have your own phone?
You have your own phone, and then you apply for a SIM card on the website, gomo.ie. You have the option to keep your own number as well. And I think they have a very specific target market, Sean, and I don't think they're looking for you or I to be signing up. If you go onto the website, it's all neon pinks and yellows and, you know, happy dancing young adults with their funky headphones. So
I'd be very happy with any or all of that. And don't be casting aspersions on my suitability for a deal of this kind. No, but seriously... what about after sales service? Because, I mean, Air, they wouldn't have the greatest reputation now in that department, would they?
They don't, unfortunately. Comreg released figures recently that show that Air are still the most complained about company in the telecoms market. Now, we do know I had a quick glance of consumer forums yesterday, and it's people talking about being overcharged, people having to wait an hour to speak with somebody in customer service, people waiting 9 weeks for a broadband connection. It just goes on and on and on. There's no shortage of people giving out about them.
So what kind of customer support will be available to GOMO customers?
So Air has actually been putting an awful lot of work into building new call centres in Ireland to kind of provide new customer care service to customers in Ireland. They've got ones in Cork, Limerick and Sligo. And we know that GOMO will have a Limerick-based customer care centre that will be there to field anybody's concerns.
Yeah, with what, about 2.5 people in it or something like that?
That we don't know, Sean.
Yeah, but what would you predict for this? I mean, will there be a bit of a rush?
I expect so, yeah. I mean, what's...
Price is very attractive, there's no doubt about
it. Consumers love a good deal. I mean, the only... aspect, sorry, Sean, of this is that you are a little bit of a guinea pig. So you don't know what the customer service is going to be like. But for a tenner a month, for all that data, unlimited calls, it's pretty good.
Well, you could always do it on the side for a while and see how it worked. I mean, they will give you a new number if you want. If you had an old phone, we'll say, you just upgraded recently, you have a phone line at home, get a new SIM card from these guys, see what happens.
Absolutely. Or keep your number and you can still get out of it after 30 days.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll be watching and waiting to see how it goes. Siobhan McGuire, consumer journalist, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio.